Good morning. This is a preliminary consultation note. History. The patient is a 45-year-old male with a history of rheumatoid arthritis and bronchopulmonary aspergillosis. At the present time, he denies any increase in pulse, sputum production, or shortness of breath. The patient, however, does complain of an occasional dry cough. The patient states that he has occasional dyspnea with exertion. The patient states that approximately 10 years ago, he developed an acute episode of joint pain, fevers, and interstitial lung disease. It was felt at that time that he possibly had Reiter syndrome, and these infiltrates were due to this. On further examination, he was found to have bronchopulmonary aspergillosis. Presently, he is on prednisone 4 mg a day and is also on hydrochlorothiazide and enalapril for his high blood pressure. There is 20 years history of cigarette smoking, though he quit 5 years ago. Physical examination. This is a well-developed, well-nourished male who is in good shape and in no acute distress. Blood pressure is 132 over 80. Respiratory rate is 20. Pulse is 74. The patient is in no respiratory distress. He is alert and oriented, times 3. Chest. Few basilar crackles. Heart. S1, S2 without S3, S4. Murmur, rubs, or gallop. Extremities. No cyanosis, clubbing, or edema. O2 saturation is 96%. Data. Chest X-ray showed some increased interstitial markings at the bases with perihilar infiltrates. Pulmonary function test showed mild restriction. Assessment. History of rheumatoid arthritis. 2. Bronchopulmonary aspergillosis. Plan. Presently, he is stable on prednisone 4 mg a day, with spirometry showing mild restriction in lung functions. We will order CAT scan of the chest. Next, he is to get a lung volume diffusion studies and echocardiogram. Next, he is to continue all of his present medications. I will see him again in a month after he gets an echocardiogram and ventilation perfusion scan. That's the end of dictation for today.